you're going to have to go to his NA meetings. I said, I can't go. While I was in there, this guy called me. He ran a therapeutic place for outpatient thing. So he said to me, if you come here and enroll, I'll get you a welfare check. But the only way I'm going to do that is if you go to NA. I'm thinking, well, at least I could cop, right? So I said, all right, I'll sign up. So my plan when I was leaving detox was to sign up at this place, go to a couple NA meetings, get a welfare check, and get high. So when you hear people talk about why they came to NA or how they came here, I came for a welfare check. That's my story. I came to Narcotics Anonymous to get a welfare check. So I got out. That day, I'm coming down the elevator. The elevator door opens up. I'm thinking, I don't even know how I'm getting home, and my dad's standing there. My first thought is, he's getting to be a pain in the ass, you know what I mean? So he pulls me aside, he says, look, you can come home. You don't have to work. You don't have to do nothing. All you have to do is stay clean. You can eat anything you want in the house. Like I said, I was 110 pounds. So as you can see, I know how to eat. I'm not 110 pounds anymore. I gained one of me since I've been here. So he said, come on home. I went home. I told him I'm not going to use, because I didn't know. I lied through my teeth. Definitely not going to use. So I get home. I'm supposed to go to meeting that night. Starts raining. So I'm sitting there, and if you hear my voice, obviously you can probably tell that I don't know how to whisper. I think I know how to whisper, but I don't know how to whisper. My wife always tells me, you might as well not talk about someone behind their back, because they can hear you. So just tell them whatever you got to say to their face. All right. So I'm sitting in the living room, my dad's house, it's raining. I said, well, it's raining. Guess I won't go to that meeting. I'm talking to myself. And he says, want me to give you a ride? This motherfucker's getting on my nerves. I said, all right. So we get in the car. The meeting's supposed to be past the therapeutic place, one block or something. Like, he drops me off. I'm looking around. There's nobody there. It's raining a little bit. It's really just a slight drizzle, but I'm making like I'm getting soaked. You know what I mean? So it's raining a little bit. Well, I guess I'm not going to go to this meeting, so I go walking back, and here's the guy in the building where I'm supposed to sign up. He's standing, he says, where are you going? I said, well, I tried to go to that meeting you told me about, but it's not there. I said, so I want my check. And he says, well, where'd you go? I said, a block down here. He says, well, it's three blocks. I said, so the meeting's three blocks? He said, so I go down. Now it's like this church, it's real dark. You know, it looks real sinister. So I walk in, I hear his voice. You here for the meeting? Real deep voice. You know. And I turn around, it was this big guy. I said, why, are you a cop? And he said, he says, no, I'm going to the meeting. I said, oh, all right. So we go to the meeting. During the meeting, I'm talking the whole time. It's my first NA meeting outside. People are sharing, and I mean, they're pouring their guts out. And I'm sitting in the corner, and I'm talking. And I'm just talking to the person next to me. They probably didn't even want to talk to me. And I'm talking. And this guy raises his hand. He says, my name's Jack, and this motherfucker over here has been having his own meeting. So, you know, I'm looking at him like I'm a tough guy, you know. And I'm not, you know what I mean? Joey grew up with me. Joey's from my neighborhood. I'm the guy they beat up when they couldn't find a real guy who did it. You know what I mean? I'm not really that tough. You know what I mean? You know, it was like kind of like if they didn't find the guy that really ripped you off, you went and beat Kenny Scott up. You know what I mean? So I'm in the meeting. I thought, damn, that was embarrassing. You know what I mean? So I look at the guy, I'm like, all right, you know, like I give him the look like, all right, I'll shut up, you know, I'll show you, you know what I mean? So I shut up, and a couple guys came up to me after the meeting. They said, yo, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm like, why? What's up? He said, well, we thought maybe you'd go to the meeting with us. Yeah. So Jack will tell you, I always think there's an angle. Everybody's got an angle. I'm clean 20 years. I still think there's an angle. You know? Doesn't matter. I always think somebody's up to something. You know? So they said to me, you know, you want to go? I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll go. And I'm thinking, wonder what they want. You know what I mean? Like, all they wanted was to help me. You know what I mean? And I couldn't even tell. It had been so long since I had gotten any help or ever helped anybody. I couldn't tell. And I just think that's one of the kind of things when we get here and people come here, I got to remember that I couldn't tell that somebody wanted to help me. Most people who come here probably can't tell. I mean, we can get caught up in how people talk, what words they use, and stuff like that. And believe me, I'm conservative NA. I believe in our traditions. I believe in our language. I believe it's important to say what we mean and mean what we say. But I also believe there's places out in the world that are sending people here and telling them something different than we tell them. So for that reason alone, we got to let people get their feet on the ground. I mean, the hardest thing in the world for me to do when I hear something I don't like or that I don't think is dyed-in-the-wool NA is to keep my mouth shut and just raise my hand and maybe share my experience. It's easy for me to take a basic text and want to hit you over the head with it. You know what I mean? It takes the growth process out of it. So I could skip right around it, hit you with a basic text and try and tell you how to talk. And I've done it. I speak from experience. The better experience is letting people get their feet on the ground and for me to continue to identify the way I identify because of what I believe in and let people get with it when they're ready, not when I'm ready. And we all walk around talking about God's got a plan and God works through people and that's true, but when I'm trying to hit you with how you might talk or something, I'm forgetting all that. And there's reasons why those things happen in my life. You know, like I said, I'm pretty conservative NA, and I'm the cat that usually ends up sitting next to the cat who's new in the meeting, who doesn't know what he is, raises his hand, and he's quadriphonically addicted to sex and drugs, and he's got crosses and and I'm sitting there like this, oh my God. And I want to go, what the fuck is wrong with you? And what I need to do is say, I'm an addict, my name's Kent. And let this person be. Because somebody else talked about it today, it's kind of operate from an angle of love rather than, you know, intolerance maybe. So, well, this napkin just flew up, and the next card was, you have 5 minutes left. Anyway, these guys took me to an NA meeting. I'm sorry I went off on that, but that's just how I feel, and that's what I need to say. And they took me to an NA meeting 3 times a day. My first 90 days, I went to close to 250 meetings. And that's how I got clean. I don't know how you should get clean. I only know how I got clean. So I can't stand up here and say, you should. I need to say, I did, and this is what I did, and I only did it because people helped me do it. I didn't do it on my own. It is a WE program, but how I got clean is how I got clean. How I stay clean is how I stay clean. I have a home group. I have a sponsor. I'm in touch with both of them every week. I don't take it lightly. I think I'm crazy, so I have to keep getting help. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't, you know, I guess some of my habits have changed, but really the thing that's changed the most is not me, it's my perspective on me. I was in a meeting, my home group, yesterday, and it was a first step meeting, and I was thinking That's the thing that changed my life. And don't worry, I'm not going to do 12 steps. I just like to always mention the first step because it changed my life. I went from a guy going into treatment, not knowing what was wrong with him, to finding out eventually as a result of coming out of detox, going to some meetings, finding out from our literature and from people who believed in our literature that I was an addict. And I didn't have to run away from not knowing what I was. I think I spent 17 years shooting dope every day because I was afraid to find out what I was. And all I was an addict. And there's room for me. There's room for me. I don't have to be afraid of it anymore. I'm out here living life, and every day I am amazed that I was afraid to do it. I'm shocked. What's the big deal? You know what I mean? Now I feel like, you know, having lived the way I lived, I came off a bench underneath the train. Some days I'm in business meetings, I'm sitting across from people, we're talking about millions of dollars, and I'm sitting there thinking, if you only knew. If you only knew, you would get up and walk out. You know, I'm not afraid anymore. You know what I mean? I make new mistakes. I get afraid of new shit. But living my life is like, compared to the way I lived, it's cake. I don't wake up sick. Are you kidding me? Not waking up sick? Who'd ever thought that would happen? That was my life. You wake up, you either cop before you get sick, or you cop while you're getting sick, or you cop after you are sick. Or there's always a sick in there. So they took me to meetings. I need to tell you, as conservative of NA that I am, I did not do anything anyone suggested the first 2.5 years I was clean, except go to meetings. I colored my hair 9 times. I had hair. I hurt a lot of people's feelings, women, and I used to blame them, but it was me. I went to 1,000 dances, and I guess they're not so bad unto themselves, but I wasn't getting anything productive done. And that led me to being 2.5 years clean. So I went back to the train station where I slept. It was an elevated train. I thought, this is the day I'm going to kill myself because I was miserable. I would go to meetings for 2.5 years and you would see me and say, how are you doing, Ken? And I'd be like, great. And I would go home at night, my face would hurt from that fake smile. You know, I'd be like, man, that shit hurts. You know what I mean? And I was just miserable all the time, but I acted like, you know, I was in the game and everything was fine. And, you know, sometimes I'm not a big fan of fake it till you make it. I don't know, maybe that's what happened. I'm not sure. So I went there and I got up there and I said, I'm going to jump in front of this train. And I always tell my friends there's only one problem with what I did. Where I went is where the train stopped. So unless you're going to run into it and headbutt it, it's hard to kill yourself, you know what I'm saying? So now you know I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, right? So while I was there, just so happens, and I know things like this have happened to a lot of people, the guy that was supposed to be sponsoring me, who I wouldn't let sponsor me, showed up. And he said, how are you doing? And I was ready to say, great. And he said, before you answer me, why don't you think about it? And I'm standing there thinking about it. I thought, I don't even like this motherfucker. So I turned around and said, you know what? I don't even like you. And this NA shit doesn't even work because I came here to run in front and jump in front of one of these trains. Of course, he looked over at the trains like... but he didn't say nothing. What he said was, I'm not one of your biggest fucking fans. And you don't know nothing about N.A. because you ain't worked near a step yet. So why don't you get with the steps, and here's what you can do. You can start by being a little honest, and you can go to some meeting today, and you can